The U.S. Supreme Court's silence on Florida's appeal settles it. Capital cases in the state require unanimous jury sentences. But many are dubious about how state courts are applying the standard to previously settled cases. And state officials remain uncertain of how far the changes reach. I'm Nick Evans. There's finality and uncertainty in the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision not to take up Florida's appeal in a major death penalty case. Speaking after this month's cabinet meeting, Attorney General Pam Bondi explains moving forward, all 12 jurors will have to agree before sentencing a defendant to death.
Going forward, feel very comfortable. We're securing unanimous death penalty recommendations. Post-2002, meaning Ring v. Arizona, those cases will come back for resentencing. But, you know, our laws change and evolve, and that's part of the process.
But for all intents and purposes, the unanimity question was put to bed months ago. By the end of last year, Bondi agreed unanimity would have to be the standard. And in the opening weeks of this year's legislative session, lawmakers moved swiftly to get a unanimous jury measure on Governor Rick Scott's desk. The executive who has signed more death warrants than any other Florida governor signed off on the bill just as quickly. But at the time, defense lawyers like Central Florida Public Defender Rex Dimmig warned aspects of the state's capital sentencing system would prompt further challenges. One of them is partial retroactivity.
Certainly, it has raised more litigation about whether or not what we call the Hearst rule should be retroactive for all cases, because now you've got an equal protection argument.
What Dimmig refers to as the Hearst rule is a state Supreme Court imposed cutoff. Put simply, inmates on Florida's death row with non-unanimous sentences finalized after 2002 could be eligible for new hearings. The Supreme Court is going through case by case, and 7 months on, Attorney General Bondi doesn't know how many death row inmates could be up for review.
We don't, and you can't get that through our department. It'll probably affect hundreds of cases, a couple hundred. That's a guess, though, but it's approximately a couple hundred at least is my understanding. But I don't have an exact number.
It's inexcusable that she doesn't know how many it affects in the state of Florida.
This is Joel Hirshhorn, a defense attorney with the law firm Gray Robinson.
Could be that General Biondi declined to answer the question or hid behind, I don't know, because it might be an embarrassment to total number it affects.
And Nancy Abudu, who heads up litigation for the American Civil Liberties Union of Florida, has a similar take.
It is absolutely the responsibility of the state to keep track of the concrete number of people who will benefit from this, this change in the law. However, the onus is being put on defendants themselves, family members, and public defenders, some of whom haven't dealt with these cases in decades, perhaps.
The state of Florida used to track capital cases comprehensively, but lawmakers defunded the office in 2012. The old website is still up online. An in-depth investigation from the Village's Daily Sun and a paper written by private researchers offer their own tallies. And in one decision, the Supreme Court asserts without citation, approximately 45% of cases were finalized before the 2002 cutoff. But there's still no official count. In follow-up emails, Bondi's office reiterates it doesn't maintain a list or totals, noting, quote, there are several factors that impact what cases could be covered. North Florida State Prosecutor Jack Campbell has a decent idea of how many rehearings he's likely to see in his circuit, probably 5. But he doesn't see a problem with Bondi not doing the same.
When you're actually the person who, what I say, is got to be accurate, you're much more conservative about what you put forth to the public. So it doesn't draw me concerns. I think that, like I said earlier, I don't know for a fact what the court's going to do on each of these individual reviews, and neither does she, and neither do any of the defense attorneys you're talking about.
This year, Florida's leaders went to great lengths to make it clear just how serious they are about having a functional capital sentencing system. The unanimous death penalty fix was the first piece of legislation Governor Rick Scott signed into law. And just weeks later, he pulled 21 murder cases from a state prosecutor who refuses to pursue the death penalty. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.